In Maine, state GOP officials have declared Mitt Romney the winner of last weekend's caucus and presidential straw poll. But the case in Maine is not closed. The vote in rural Washington County was postponed due to a snowstorm. It'll take place this Saturday. And Washington County is considered a Ron Paul stronghold by Paul supporters. They are hoping to erase Mitt Romney's victory in Maine, as Jay Field reports from Maine Public Radio.
Washington County is not a place for unhardy souls. It's the easternmost county in all of New England and one of the poorest. And at this time of year, people down east do anything they can to eke out a living. A lobster boat, the Darien Sioux, sits up on blocks outside Hartley Gostin's house in the coastal town of Millbridge.
I get about 6 months out of it. Yeah, I get a few odd jobs here and there to help tie up some loose ends.
Down the road stands a sign advertising Gostin's part-time welding business. Gostin's in the garage fixing a trailer when a friend drops in with some Ron Paul flyers.
What's the job of a delegate?
They'll take a straw poll where everybody votes.
Gostin's buddy, fellow lobsterman Billy Bob Falkingham, is an avid Ron Paul supporter and wants to make sure Gostin shows up at Saturday's rescheduled caucus. When the Maine GOP announced the straw poll outcome last Saturday without Washington County's votes, a mini firestorm erupted. The chairman of Ron Paul's campaign here argued that the Texas congressman had enough support down east to close the gap with Mitt Romney. He also alleged that state party officials who support the former Massachusetts governor had canceled the Washington County caucus to give their man a boost.
There is no grand conspiracy here.
Chris Gardner, who's Republican chair in Washington County and a Romney supporter, says the decision was made by committee.
I consulted as the party chair for Washington County with all the different caucus callers in each town, and they represent a wide array of presidential support for each different candidates. They were all given the chance to either go or not go, and no town chose to go.
Romney staffers did not return emails and calls for comment on the Maine situation, and the Paul campaign has since backed off the hard line it took on caucus night. Today, the state party's executive committee announced that it had asked town chairmen to recount votes from caucuses already held and said it would recommend to the state committee that Washington County's votes be included in the final tally. But in an interview yesterday, Charlie Webster, the party chairman, said Saturday's vote isn't likely to change the outcome this time based on what happened in Washington County 4 years ago.
Ron Paul received 8 votes. In 2008, there were 113 people who voted, and he got 8 votes.
Webster doubts Paul's supporters can turn out the hundreds of additional people needed to overcome Romney's nearly 200-vote lead. But other Republicans in Maine say Paul's supporters are much more energized this time around, and a huge showing Saturday isn't out of the realm of possibility.
Do you know any other people that are from Millbridge that are going?
Billy Bob Falkingham hands Hartley Gostin some flyers to distribute. He encourages Gostin to become a delegate.
So when I go to this caucus, I just say, oh, I'd like to be a delegate.
Just say, I want to be a delegate. When the first opportunity arises, raise your hand and just don't take no for an answer.
Falkingham will be making a variation of this pitch over and over between now and Saturday. The Paul camp is focusing on sending as many delegates as it can to the state convention in May. That's where Maine's slate of 24 delegates to the national convention in Tampa will be named. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.